Hey, did you sleep in on
Tuesday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch up.
Yes, happy Tuesday, guys. Welcome to the pod.
Yeah, some good stuff here.
No swearing today, which is disappointing. So no exclusive swearing content.
Yeah, no one said. Oh, wait, I just did.
Not that you'll hear it.
I'll beep it out. Good. If I remember, there's been a couple of times where I've...
Oh, shall I make your job really hard right now?
No, don't. No, there was this one time where we said something on the podcast and we were like, oh, we can't say that. We'll have to beep it out. And then I woke up in a cold sweat at like midnight being like, I didn't beep it out.
What did we say?
It was something about...
Was it somebody's name?
No, it was something about something someone asked me to do via Twitter.
Oh
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll say it again.
No. You
Grace gets a lot of great requests.
Some
online.
Real weird requests online.
Yeah.
It's nice to be wanted, though, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they're super picky about who they're sending these requests
That's
to.
That's what it's called.
No, now I'm going to have to beep that out again as well.
I didn't say anything. I did not say anything. You don't have
it's
to beep
so
that.
That he wanted to give you a
That will have to be beeped.
Beat both those out.
My God.
Beat those out, okay?
Yes, I will.
All right. Enjoy the podcast.
You pack of
A preview has been released for the highly anticipated interview between Oprah Winfrey and Harry and Meghan. I'm really excited for this. This is the first interview they've given as a couple since announcing their step back from royal duties and move to California. In the preview, Harry told Oprah that he'd worried about history repeating itself, seemingly referring to the death of his mother, Princess Diana, in a car accident after being hounded by British press. He also spoke about how grateful he was to be doing all of this with Meghan by his side.
You know, for me, I'm just really relieved and happy to be sitting here talking to you with my wife by my side. Because I can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for her going through this process by herself all those years ago, because it has been unbelievably tough for the two of us, but at least we had each other.
So the her he's referring to then is his mother, Princess Diana.
Right, okay.
Who had to do all the press and interviews and stuff after divorcing his father, Charles.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think Oprah's a bit annoyed that he went on James Corden first?
Yeah.
and did a sit-down double-decker bus interview?
Yeah, I don't know why that was on top of the double-decker bus, but...
What did you do? I missed that.
Do you miss that? To be honest with you...
I thought you were a massive Corden fan.
I've deliberately avoided that one. No, I haven't actually seen it. I've seen it on TV on like Sunrise and stuff muted with like
he didn't interview he did an interview with James Corden. Just Harry.
About the movie Cats.
Yeah,
not about the movie.
No, it was in LA and it was supposed to celebrate Harry coming to LA, and so Corden wanted him to feel at home, so he brought one of those London double-decker buses and drove around
LA. So what was
LA.
The interview about?
Just about anything. It was Corden doing jokes.
Have you watched it?
No. It was a lot less serious by the sounds of things.
Not as serious.
Oh, they were having tea on the top of the thing and they were doing gags and stuff.
I mean, still a good get. Corden to get.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
He was at the wedding, so they clearly know each
other. They're mates.
Yeah, Corden's big in the UK.
I know.
And the US. Yeah, people love him.
Yeah, I'm glad he's not big here. You know what I mean? We've got to just keep those...
Keep those gates firmly shut on James Corden.
Yeah. Well,
bring back Rove.
Nominated for
Rove and Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Sit down and interview.
That would be great. Get Prince Harry on the project.
No, get Prince Harry on with Kim.
Get Prince Harry on Jimmy and Nate. You're the producer.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, okay, I will hit them up. I'll send him a tweet. I'll say, hey. Prince Harry, I know you've sat down with James Corden.
We've done two shows from the double decker bus.
Yeah, we'll do a third one.
We'll do great British accents, make him feel at home. Hello, where are you going, Harry? Come on.
I'll send him this audio.
Yeah, you do one as well.
You do one. Come on.
Hello, Harry. Nice to meet you.
Okay, now do British. Classic gear, really, isn't it?
If we can't get Harry, let's go for Harry Styles.
Oh, I'd prefer Harry Styles
if we're
picking and
Harry
choosing.
Styles.
Okay, well, cool. Let's go for Harry. Let's.
Who's our third Harry? Harry. What's it? Who's a more achievable Harry?
Harry. Ooh. Who's famous Harrys?
I can't think of any other famous Harrys.
Do a quick Google.
Harry. Harry Potter.
No, not Harry Potter.
You're a wizard, Harry. They're all English. We're just chatting about old Harry, Prince Harry. Doesn't have a last name, does he?
Windsor?
No.
No, not officially. He's the Duke of Sussex.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a last name.
Just he's like
that might
Cher
change.
And Madonna.
Because that would exactly. But they're Cher and Madonna. You know what I mean? There's quite a few Harrys going around.
Yeah. If I say Harry, who do you think of?
Styles.
Yeah, I'd probably say Styles. I've googled famous Harrys because that's what we're talking about. Harry Styles is number one on the famous Harry list. Harry Potter, number two.
Yeah, fictional cool. Character,
which
not
is not
person.
Even a real person.
Oh, well, it depends who you ask.
Then Harry Kane.
Who is that?
Oh, Harry Kane. He's one of our own.
Who is he?
Harry Kane. He's one of our own. Harry Kane.
He's an English football player.
He's an English football player.
No, don't know him.
I believe he's a captain
of England.
Of England at the moment. And then really that's pretty much it. Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, Harry Connick Jr.
Sorry? What did you say?
I don't know why I growled that.
Harry Connick.
Harry Connick.
Yeah, he's probably my third favourite Harry.
Prince Harry, and then there's not really, and they're all English.
Yeah, it's a very British name. Harrison. Yeah. Harry.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison
Ford. But he's not Harry.
Old Harry,
Harry
Ford.
Harry Ford.
Yeah.
Debbie Harry.
Who?
Debbie Harry.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Neither.
Did you just make up a name?
No, I didn't know.
Debbie Harry.
She's a Googler. She's a thing.
Oh, Harry Connick Jr.
Is Harry Connick Jr. in Will and Grace?
Yes, he is.
He is.
Leo.
That's why.
Grace's husband.
That's why you love him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that?
That's the noise you made when you said Harry Connick Jr.
So, yeah, not a lot of famous
Harrys. No, not some famous Harrys.
I mean, I feel like there's some big ones, but then after that,
Oh, Prince Harry, Harry Styles.
The top.
Yeah. Harry Kane.
No, Harry Potter.
They're all English.
What do you mean, Harry? What do you say? You
know, not him.
Not Harry Kane.
No.
He's huge.
He's one of our own.
He's one of our own.
Yeah.
He's done it. Go, you Spurs, you hot Spurs.
I have no idea what's going on.
Just before we get to the age game, finishing off our Harry chat, we've actually got a lot of messages on Instagram.
Of famous Harrys.
All people are messaging us about one. Now, shout out to Casey Burrows and Luke Green, who were the first two to message us this at about the same time. A lot of people are upset we forgot a very famous Australian Harry, Dr. Harry.
Oh, Dr. Harry.
Dr. Harry the vet.
Yes.
Of course, Dr. Harry. How did we forget him?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
Of Dr. Harry?
No.
What are you?
Well, because I asked him for an interview once and he didn't. He was a bit mean to me. It's fine.
What? Because he said
no? Under the bridge. No, but it was the way he said it. It was the tone.
Was it via phone?
In person.
What did you say?
What did you say?
I was like, Dr. Harry, I'm such a big fan. It would be so lovely to get you on the show. This was at the Easter show, the Sydney Royal Easter show. And he was like, can
not
I be
on
the show?
No,
was this when you were doing your fake show?
Yeah, but no.
So it wasn't a real radio
show? No, it was a real radio show.
This was radio camp, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then, and it was just the tone in which he said it. He was like, can I be honest with you? And I was like, yeah, of course. And he was like, absolutely not. And I was like.
Oh, he was probably enjoying the Easter show. You know,
he was working.
At least he said, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, exactly.
I did give him permission to be honest, I guess.
Yeah, you did.
You shouldn't have.
I should have said no.
And by the way, you know, Dr. Harry is honest. You know what I mean?
You should reach out to him now, years later.
No, I don't want to.
And apologise.
What do I have to apologise for? I nearly cried.
Aww. That's sad. Well, no, we can get him back. We can mend old wounds.
No.
What? So he didn't come on your show at all?
No.
Did you find a guest?
I think I got some guy from MasterChef.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, let's
slot this up. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Yes, everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. 131060, jump on the phones. Let us guess your age. Of course, we get it wrong. Then you win. Producer Grace, the official scorekeeper.
Yeah, I'm doing some quick maths every week. Whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. Nath won last year, but Jimmy's winning this year.
Absolutely.
But last week, both of you guessed the same. You were both 5 years off last week.
That's two ties in the space of 5 weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Nobody's won yet, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, no, look, we've...
They're few and far between, but sometimes we get on a roll. I think Jim got like three weeks in a row got it right.
No, he got two in a row.
Two in a row. Right,
a couple of times last year.
Yeah, right, two in a row twice, which I, yeah.
That's
but
a
I still,
big deal.
But I still didn't win the
year. No, you didn't. You didn't. Some cracking goals.
I got more right than you.
Yeah.
But I still lost
the
year.
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the lie that I'm living.
Hey, listen, Dr. Harry, shut up.
Can I be truthful?
No.
All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Let us guess your age. Jim, sorry to go back into it one more time, but we were talking about Harry's and then we were talking about Dr. Harry. One final update, because producer Grace, I mean, you told us the story how you're a little bit upset with Dr. Harry, not your favourite Harry, because he rejected you and you asked him to come on your show.
Yeah, I'm just not used to rejection.
Yeah, and that's totally fine. Everyone has a reason.
Really?
Well,
what do you mean, really?
Well, you'll be happy to know, friend of the show, Rowan, has just messaged through and he said, I just want to let you guys know I messaged Dr. Harry as a kid when my budgie was sick.
Oh.
He responded back with, he was busy and didn't have time. He's dead to me too. Hashtag Team Grace.
Oh, wow.
No.
So,
oh,
there
no.
You go.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rowan's probably got a bit more. He was after, like, you know, advice for his
life
sick
or
buddy.
Death,
yeah,
like, exactly.
He just wanted a fake interview for a fake radio show.
It was a real interview for a real radio show that happened to not broadcast anywhere.
Were you getting marked?
That's not a real show,
Kat,
then.
Were you getting marked? Were you getting
yes,
graded
I was.
On it? School
and
project,
he'd been
mate.
On a show before, the year before.
Because radio school invited you back to speak.
They have, actually.
Yeah, because of your success with the Jimmy Nash show.
No, they haven't, because you couldn't get Dr. Harry on. All right, let's play this.
They call me 13. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Righto, today playing from Sorrel. Hello, Steph. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Going all right, Steph. What's your opinion on Dr. Harry?
Oh, I've always liked him growing up on Better Homes and Gardens.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought he was a good man.
I also like Dr. Harry, but, I mean, have you heard Grace's story? She wouldn't come on a fake radio
show?
I did.
That was a bit rude.
Bit rude.
Yeah.
But also, it was a fake radio show, Steph.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah
I mean, it's not Jimmy Nath on Hit 100.9. Steph, what are you up to this morning?
I'm just driving to work.
Driving to work. What do you do for work, Steph?
I'm a nurse.
Nurse.
One of the good
hero.
People.
Yeah.
Where
do you nurse, Steph?
Community nursing.
Community
nice.
Nursing.
Nice. Yeah. Steph, you married?
No.
Kids?
No.
Single?
No, I'm not single.
Not single, okay. What's your partner's name?
His name is Sam.
Sam, that's a great name. Is it short for Samuel?
It is short for Samuel.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Samuel, but you Sam to my friends.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't
he's
call
casual.
Anyone I know called Samuel, I never call them Samuel.
No, but I mean, it's like no. You got a really nice name, but it's like just Sam.
Your name's Steph, short for Stephanie?
It is.
Oh,
yep.
There you go.
They're just meant to be, aren't they? How long have you and Sam been together, Steph?
3 years.
Three years. Okay. Steph, what do you like to do on your weekend if you get a bit of downtime?
Well, I actually worked on the weekend just gone, but on a bit of downtime, not too much. We might go for a walk, go to the gym, watch a movie, not too much.
Not too
like
much.
That. Okay. You like to chill. Have you?
I do like to chill.
Nathan and I have been struggling to find any good movies lately. Have you got anything you could recommend?
What have we watched recently? I can't think of anything off the top of my head at the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a lot of
practice.
it's not a movie. It's a horror movie for Grace. No, I don't want to do your interview.
No, that's fine, Steph. We'll try and figure out your age. You stay there.
All right. Now, we've got Steph from Sorrel. She does like Harry. Loved him on Better Homes and Gardens. She's a nurse. She's one of the true heroes of Hobart.
Yeah.
She is not married. She doesn't have any kids. But she is currently seeing Samuel, or just Sam to his friends, for the last 3 years. If they had some downtime, the pair of them would probably go for a walk, work out at the gym, and watch a movie. But Steph is like us, Nath, and lately she's been struggling to find anything good to watch, so she doesn't have any recommendations.
Yeah. Got an age, not confident.
Yeah,
I'm confident.
I'm
going to
write down what I think, but I'm also not confident.
Not confident, all right.
I have written, Jimmy's written 23.
Bloody hell, I've got to stop myself from swearing.
You've written 23 as well.
23 again. Have you got mirrors set up over here? What's going on?
I want to beat you. Yeah,
this is three times in 6 weeks.
Because I'm on. This year I'm concentrating.
Yeah, but I haven't got it right either, so Or are we both on?
Oh, are we both on? Is Steph 23?
All right. Well, let's go to Steph. Hey, Steph, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steph, once again, we've locked in the exact same age. I need to stress that we have no idea what the other person's writing
no,
down.
No, and there is complete opposite sides. Joking. There are no mirrors. There's a lot of computer screens between us. Mm. You can't see what the other person writes.
You cannot see. And we don't want to write down the same answer. It's boring.
I'd even rather be 1 year off because then it blows out a bit more.
Exactly. So, Steph, we've both locked in 23. The big question, are you 23?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm 27.
27? I'm pretty sure this is what happened last week. We said something young and the woman on the phone was like 28, 27.
Oh, Steph, you got a very youthful voice.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
Steph, how old... Oh, you know what? How old do you feel?
Oh, 24.
Ah, okay. Jim, I want to ask the question now. 13, 10, 60. Parents, we need your honesty. Jump on the phones. Are your kids slobs? Are your kids slobs? Because good friend of the show, George Clooney, he has come out and said he believes his kids are in fact slobs, are grubs, after spending the majority of the last few months at home in lockdown with them, with his beautiful wife, Amal. So apparently he's been around them a lot lately, locked up, hasn't been able to get out away from them. And because of that, he's realised how grubby they are at home. He's got twins, Alexander and Ella. They have both recently turned four years old. Clooney said he couldn't believe how much washing they get through a week, how many dishes he finds everywhere and in weird places. And this is a big one, how much dirt they track through the house.
Yeah, it's a big one, dirt.
Of course, playing outside. Right. As a kid, were you a bit of a slob? My sister was more of a slob than I was. Mine would be the footy boots.
I went through a phase where I was eating dirt because I thought it was chocolate.
Yeah, that's a dirty thing, isn't it?
So I'd go outside and like just put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'd sit in puddles. Mm. Like I was quite young. Like I'm talking like
17.
Yeah, 20, 21, pass out the gutter.
Oh, you're going through things.
Yeah. Oh, it's a difficult time. Yeah breakups, course. Mate, they're never hard. No, I would have been like, well, two or three or something, four or five, who knows.
Mm.
And I was convinced dirt was, mud. I was convinced mud.
Mud.
I thought
that's
chocolate,
where they got it from.
Rain hit dirt. Dirt become mud. Mud is chocolate.
Makes sense.
So I would eat dirt, mud, and roll around in it.
Same colour, similar consistency.
Yeah. So that point in my life, very grubby. Grubby behaviour.
Mine was, I used to play with sticks a lot, and I would bring them into the house, and so mum
like
would find.
Like a dog.
Yeah. In my mouth. Dad would throw them and I'd bring them back.
Neighbours are out there throwing a footy around. Dad's come on,
it was
get
bad.
A stick.
It was bad when I weed in the corner and Dad rubbed my nose in it. That was
Is that the photos of you wearing a collar as a child?
Yeah.
Dad take you for a walk if you're a good boy.
Yeah, it was really good. but I think my sister would like. I would leave sticks in the house all around. There would be bark everywhere. My sister was the same because she liked to make like potions and things too.
Potions.
You know how you go through the stage. Producer Grace, you would have been into potions, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I remember. I'm an only child, mate. So that's why I was.
Yeah, you don't
dirt.
You don't need a sibling to be in a potion.
I was real big making potions and perfumes. You get like a little plastic bag. You put water, a bit of like grass clippings, sticks, flowers, that kind of thing. You hang them up in a tree. Let them like. Ferment
and drink it,
and that's how I ended up in the ground in the dirt.
That's how you are, eating dirt. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so that's a grubby thing too, isn't it?
Well, no, it's creative.
That's how you get away with it.
So I'd never heard of this.
Really,
really?
No, that's a big thing. Perfumes, potions.
Yeah, big
again,
one in the
only
bath
child.
Too. Yeah,
I didn't hang. I didn't have any like little girl.
What
friends.
Did you do as a kid?
Just hang out with the boys.
Mm. No, but I used to do it. I used to do it in at Nanny's house. I would do it in the bath. I would make potions. All the time. Yeah.
What would you put in there?
Bath water.
Yeah, bath water or soaps, bath bomb stuff. Anything.
What else you put in there?
Anything I could find.
Like sticks? Like
oh, not
leaves,
sticks in the bath.
Flowers?
Not an animal.
So it just sounds like you're making a bath. You're like, I'd make bath with bath bombs and soap.
I'm the inventor of the bath bomb.
So was it you were just having a bath?
Yeah, just having a bath. I had like little pots and pans in there and thought I was making like potions and stuff.
I'm so
genius.
Did you
like
drink
a cauldron.
It?
I wouldn't drink it.
So you just sit in it.
Yeah, not an idiot. Just
confused.
It.
I've never heard
just
of this.
Like, mate, you ate mud.
Oh, I'm the weirdo because I hate mud. It looks like chocolate. I didn't sit in the bath and drink my bath water.
Drink it. You ate the mud. I just made it.
Sat in a bath and drank your own bath water with pots and pans.
If we were kids growing up, you know what? This is how it would have played out. I would have made you a mud chocolate cake and you would have been the one to eat it.
Oh, you would have to made it, mate. It was already in my mouth.
All right. 13, 10, 60. Parents of home.
You were sick. Drink your own bath water. Chat after the show.
I stopped that last week. 13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. Are you kids slobs?
Can I just add?
Yeah.
I'd love people to call if they made perfume like Grace, what, in a plastic bag in a tree?
Yeah.
Or if you made potions like Nath, because I've never heard of either thing. Not just me. I'm talking my kids, my friends when I grew up.
Yeah.
That so yeah, if you're a perfume maker or a bathwater drinker,
mud.
No, no one's calling it. I know no one's calling that they ate mud. That was just me.
Right, 13, 10, 60. Are you kids slobs? We'll jump on the phones. We'll take your calls next on Hit. But Jim, we just asked the question. 13, 10, 60. Are you kids slobs? After friend of the show, George Clooney said he believes his kids are big slobs. He's got twins, both aged 4, obviously, and he spent the last 4 months in lockdown with them, tracking mud through the house. Washing every single day, like heaps of washing.
I think that's also just kids, aren't you? I mean, yeah, like I said, I ate mud earlier, but you know, I also, yeah, you know, your boots have got stuff all over.
We're all slobs just because we don't know, you know what I mean? We're out doing
things. And mum and dad like do the washing and stuff, so you haven't figured out yet that, you know,
the impact you're having.
You're having, yeah. You're just like, my clothes are clean in the morning.
Absolutely. So. Well, I mean, we were talking before, producer Grace, she made perfume growing up, which was a bit grubby. I used to make potions in the bath and play with sticks.
It just sounds like you're having a bath, mate.
Yeah.
I was in there with a bath bomb. Oh, potions.
No, I'm making potions, mate. I tell you, it was a cauldron. All right. Hayley from Howrah. Hayley, are your kids slobs?
Absolutely bloody slobs.
What do they do, Hales?
So some days I work 10-hour shifts, so I'll clean up all the morning. And then I get home and it looks like the house has been hit by a bomb. There's dirty laundry in the bathroom, the bedroom, the lounge room, the play area. There's dishes everywhere. There's shoes everywhere. There's school bags everywhere. There's lunch boxes just dumped wherever.
Yeah, great.
How old are the kids, Hayley?
6.5 and 9.5.
6.5.
Hayley, sometimes when you walk home and you see this, do you wonder how they manage to even do it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you reckon that?
I just don't get it.
Do you reckon they're inviting like 30 other kids over? Is
that... I mean, maybe. I don't know.
So, are you sure you don't have 12 kids?
It sometimes feels like I do.
What do you say to them, Hayley?
Sometimes when I do those late days, they're in bed, but the next morning I'm like, dudes, like, help clean up.
Yeah, sort it out. And do they?
Sometimes. Well, this morning they're like, Mom, can you make our lunch? I was like, no, you either make your lunch or you clean up. So they made their lunch. Because they didn't want to clean up.
So they made their still not cleaning up though.
Yeah. See, making lunches, making potions, same kind of thing. All right, Kylie from Rokeby. Kylie, are your kids slobs?
Definitely.
What do they do, Kyle?
Well, I've got a 12-year-old that plays football.
Mm.
She's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Comes home, doesn't shower, she'll eat, won't brush her teeth.
Oh no, you gotta brush
your
teeth.
Not all of that. All right. What do you say to her, Kyle?
What do I say to her?
Yeah. Actually, we are on radio.
Yeah, we're on radio.
Kylie from 7 Mile Beach. Kylie, are you kids slobs?
They are slobs, yeah. Dirty washing everywhere, things left out everywhere. And I was also calling to say they make the potions all the time.
There you go. Potion makers.
Okay, all right. So I've got some questions about this, Kylie, because it's Jimmy here and I didn't know anything about this potion making. But describe. So how do they make the potions and what do they put in there?
Similar to what Grace was saying, but they don't hang them in a tree. They usually get pots and pans and cups and they put it out on the deck table, let it warm up in the sun, and then it just gets a bit gross and then I just throw it out after a couple of days.
So you don't do anything with these potions. You just make them and leave them.
Yeah, they just make them. They have fun putting flower petals and sticks and grass.
It's fun. You know. It's creative, isn't it, Kylie?
It is. Sometimes there's even a few bugs in there.
Oh, nice,
see,
isn't it?
Kylie, I'm with you there, though, with your kids outside and the pots and pans and the flowers and stuff and what Grace was saying. But, Nath, you were just saying you were sitting in a bathtub with bath bombs.
Mate, less clean up, isn't it? You were having a bath. Do they, Kylie, do they ever make them in the bath?
They do make lots of creations in the bath as well, actually, yeah.
Oh, okay. We don't need to know about those.
Sean from Old Beach, wrap things up, Shawnee. I believe as a kid you made potions.
I was an avid potion maker. Yeah,
there you go. All right, okay. Sean.
Me, Nan.
Would you make them in the? Would you make them in the bath?
Yeah, but it was a little bit less creative. It was more kind of like, here's some water and some food coloring, and then I come out blue.
So, talk to us. What about the other potions, Sean? What else did you put in these things?
Just flower petals, sticks, twigs, berries that I used to find lying around, and then my gran would find an appropriate tree, and we would feed them to the fairies, as she would say, and the potions would be gone, and that's how she got rid of the potions. So she was a clever old lady, my man.
See? That's feed them to the fairies.
What did your parents tell you something like that?
Yeah, they were like, we'll feed them to the drain, straight down it.
Nathan, woman has discovered an amazing iPhone hack where every time you snooze your alarm, you are forced to bank transfer someone money.
Okay, is this an app or is this
no,
a
no,
hack?
No, so it's a hack. So you can. We're going to play a bit of audio. This is her explaining how to set it up on your phone.
Open your Shortcuts app on your iPhone, choose Automations from the bottom, and then click Create Personal Automation. Go to Alarm, choose Is Snoozed, click Next, add an action, go to Apps, scroll down until you find UpBank, and then it will let you send a payment either to yourself or someone in your contacts for any amount you like.
Wow, okay, so it's to punish yourself for snoozing.
Yeah, so you could set up another bank account where every time you snooze, you put money in there. Or, you know, if you really want to punish yourself, transfer it to someone you hate.
Yeah, someone you don't like.
And you'll never...
You're rewarding them, really, aren't you?
Well, you'd never snooze again.
Yeah.
Now, look, I want to ask on 131060, are you a snoozer? I want to chat to the snoozers of Hobart. So yeah. If you listen to the show and you love hitting snooze on your phone, give us a call. Now, Nathan, I'm also going to invite producer Grace into the studio. Now, I don't know this. I don't know anything, but I've just got the feeling producer Grace this morning, we haven't spoken to her. You've been here with me the whole time behind the scenes. We didn't mention it when she came in, but I just have a funny feeling for some reason this morning producer Grace may have hit snooze.
One of the great snoozers, producer Grace.
Like 7 times I hit it this morning. It was really hard to get out of bed this morning.
Did you stay in bed because you've been known to fall asleep in the bath?
Yep.
On the couch.
Please stop doing that, by the way.
Yep. Yeah, no, I fell asleep in bed.
Okay. You snoozed this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
bad girl. No, I knew because,
That's what I don't understand.
I used to be a snoozer. Now I just get up and go. I've taken a page out of the Nathan Roy handbook.
I've never snoozed in my life. I don't understand. Because my belief is you're putting yourself through the same punishment more than once.
But you get that pleasure of like 7 minutes of extra sleep.
Yeah, but then you get more pain of having to wake up again.
But this morning, I'm getting up early at the moment, going to the gym, coming in, and I was late because this morning at the gym, I couldn't get into a shower.
Right.
They were all taken.
Oh, hey, that's happened to me a few times.
So I'm like, I've got to wait because I'm sweaty.
You could knock and go, hey, can I join? I've done that before.
Oh, I should get a look first. Don't know who's in there. So I was like waiting for a shower and I'm like, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
So eventually someone left. I got in and got a shower and I was like, oh man, I'm going to be late for work. Anyway, I got in the studio and there was no Grace to be seen.
Yeah, no,
so I figured if I'm late, Grace is later. Probably snooze.
5:59 you got in.
You're not wrong. No, I got in at 5:36. Thank you very much. So I was 6 minutes late.
Yeah. But I had a feeling snooze this morning.
I did.
It was a bit of a snooze this morning.
It was a snooze morning.
Yeah. You put yourself through the pain. So seven times you did it this morning, was it?
More than that. I don't know how many. I'm one of those people that has like 4:15, 4:20, 4:21, 4:24. Right. My partner hates me.
Yeah.
That's for other reasons.
Yeah.
It's just bad. Like the waking up feeling is the worst feeling. Right. Oh, so why would you?
As a previous snoozer, I can see both sides because currently I'm not snoozing. My alarm goes off now. Gym clothes are on the bed. I get into them. I go. But as somebody used to snooze, I'm with Grace. You hit snooze and you go back to sleep and you get a bit, and then you wait and you're like, oh, a bit more sleep. That's nice.
No, you don't. You go again. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Are you a snoozer? We want to talk to the snoozers of Hobart. Jim, we've just asked the question, 131060, Hobart, are you a snoozer?
Yeah, we're looking for the snoozers. This is after a woman online has discovered an amazing iPhone hack where you can snooze your alarm, but if you do it, you are forced to transfer someone money.
Yeah, it punishes you.
Yeah. Do we want to go through her setting it up? It's quite convoluted. It's
yeah,
very long.
Just Google it. Just kidding, I don't think we need to hear it again.
It's very like,
yeah, you're able to do it.
Can you tell me any of the steps?
Mate, yeah, something about go to your apps or something. I don't know. But the thing is, if you're a snoozer, generally you're probably a little bit more lazy. You know what I mean? Are you going to be bothered to do this? Probably not.
No, no.
You continue snoozing and living your life.
Yeah,
really.
Because if you're a snoozer, you don't want to start paying people money.
Sorry, producer Grace gone. That's rude. Sorry.
I'm not lazy. I just sleep more. I need it. Sleeping.
Lazy.
All right, let's go to the phones. Kiona from Tasmania, good to know. Hello, sorry, hang on. You're not lazy, we couldn't get a suburb?
I asked one, and she said Tasmania.
Yeah, like, Tasmania's okay.
It's where she lives.
Yeah. All right, Kiona, I'm sorry. Are you a snoozer?
Yes, I am.
You are a snoozer. How often are you snoozing every morning, Kiona?
10 to 15 times.
How many alarms do you set, Kiona?
Oh, like one every 5 minutes.
Is this every morning, Kiona?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think it would be better? Look, and like, I'm a previous snoozer, Kiona, so I get it. I love going back to sleep and just feeling like you can get away another 5-10 minutes. But do you think, how many times are you snoozing? Like 10-15?
Yeah.
Would you reckon it'd be better just maybe to set a later alarm?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Have you just woken up this morning, Kiona?
Yep.
You going to go back to sleep after we finish chatting?
Probably.
Mark from Cambridge. Are you a snoozer, Marky?
I used to be.
Used to be. Yeah, okay. Same, Marky. Yeah. How often were you snoozing?
Probably once or twice. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I'd set my alarm for 5:30 and probably 9 days out of 10, I'm awake at least half hour, maybe sometimes up to an hour before my alarm goes off.
Oh, so you don't even need an alarm anymore.
No, but every now and then I will turn it off and I'll just lie there and then I think, shit, I've got to get up. And I feel like that I've had a bit of a snooze.
Oh, right, Mark, okay.
How did you go from being a snoozer to someone who just gets up? What did you change?
Just into the habit of sort of just making sure I'm staying awake and then get up, you know, within 5-10 minutes after my alarm go off.
Mm, yeah, it's clever.
Bit of discipline.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not that I'm a morning person, but it's I suppose it's a routine now.
No, I reckon anyone could be a morning person. It's just a bit of discipline, a bit of routine. You got to get in the habit of it. Because the first few times, it's so hard.
You just don't need to snooze. It's putting yourself through the same pain.
Look, I'm still saying there's a nice little feeling getting back to sleep.
No, there is. There's a really not nice feeling of waking up again.
Yeah, but you never snoozed your entire life.
No, I haven't.
Come over to the dark side.
I'm not going over there. Get away from me.
Come here and
stop touching
me.
Mo from Huntingfield. Mo, you're a snoozer.
I am absolutely a snoozer.
How often are you snoozing, Mo?
I've got 4 alarms and I snooze all of them. Having said that, I had a baby recently and I even try to snooze her if I can.
How do you snooze your baby?
With a dummy. If she's not actually hungry, she'll settle.
Oh, that's good.
Smart. Have you thought about trying to not be a snoozer, Mo?
Look, I tried to gym in the morning for a while. That just didn't work. The same one.
Good on you, Mo. You keep doing it, all right? Now, this is interesting. So we had Kiona on the phone. We've still got her here. Kiona, we still got you there. You still there?
Yeah.
Now, Kiona, your sister is on the phone. Her name's Anika from New Norfolk. Anika, have we got you there? Anika?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so Anika, you're Kiona's sister, I believe.
I am.
Now, Anika, we heard that Kiona snoozes sometimes 15 times a morning. Is this something that you know?
No, because I live with my family, like my husband and stuff, but I am actually exactly the same.
You're the same. So this
I am the same.
You are the... Okay, so it runs in the family. Right, so how many times would you snooze, Anika?
Well, I set my alarm for 6:15. And I don't get out of bed until about 7:15, and there is an alarm every 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to show something to you, Anika. Why not set an alarm for 7 and then just snooze for 15 minutes rather than an hour, and you get an extra 45 minutes of sleep?
Because it doesn't work that way.
It does.
My body takes more than once. to wake up.
It doesn't.
It does work that way, though. That's
okay, I'll tell you what, Kiona, we've got her still, if she hasn't fallen asleep. And Anika, both of you
Even if she has fallen asleep, an alarm will go off in 5 minutes to wake her up again.
You both need to invest in like a cold bucket of water. You know what I mean? Because if that is probably going to wake you up in the mornings. What about that, girls?
Yeah. If I have a cold bucket of water, my kids will be the first to throw it at me.
Yeah, no, it's true. You don't want that. I say, look, are you both happy with your snoozing habits?
Yeah, I'm good.
No, you're not. Didn't sound super convinced. No. It wasn't like it. Yeah.
Because they need to go and get some rest, mate. They're tired. Tit.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.